Hey, Mujer, it's Micaela, host of the Fearless Mujer podcast. What is the Fearless Mujer? It is a space for the mujer who ever felt rejected, misunderstood, and without a seat at the table. If you are ready to renew your mindset, let go of old versions that no longer serve you, and you're ready to be inspired to fearlessly pursue the dreams on your heart, then I invite you for a virtual cup of cafecito. You can listen to the Fearless Mujer on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and wherever you podcast.
Get on the Scaredy Cats. How are you guys doing today? We hope you guys are having a great day so far. If you're tuning in, that means you're kicking off your weekend just right because it's Friday, and that means it's our Freaky Friday special. If you guys are new here, throughout the whole month of October, we will be releasing two podcast episodes a week, one on Wednesday, which is our regular day, and one on Friday, like today.
So we hope you guys are enjoying this Freaky Friday series. It's been super fun doing it for you guys, and it's perfect because it's on Friday, so you can sit back, relax, and start your weekend off right with the Scaredy Cats episode. And if you want to stay up to date with the podcast or interact with us, to follow us on any social media platforms at Scaredy Cats Podcast, and that's Scaredy Cats with the K.
Yes, guys. And if you haven't listened to Wednesday's episode, the aerial school phenomenon,
it was crazy.
Yeah, you guys definitely have to listen to that after this episode because it's somewhat gonna connect to this story towards the end.
Yes.
But now we're gonna get into it. This story is based in the year 1966 in a small town by the Ohio River known as Point Pleasant View. With the population of 5,000 people, this town was said to be quiet, hardly any crime rates, and everyone would just stick to themselves. It was a very simple place, just like you would picture any small town.
We actually live in a small town, so this story is, you know, definitely creeping me out.
Yeah, and like living in a small town, guys, everything and anything gets around super fast.
Yeah.
Like, we have group chats where they talk about like the crime, and everybody posts it on
quick.
There, and all the whole like town knows.
They're like, hey, what happened at Prime Ridge? Does anyone know? And then there's like 27 comments. Oh, yeah. This happened. Oh, yeah, I know what this happened. It's, and like then, they're like there right away.
It's like different from you living in New York, California. Yeah. Like here,
everybody's
we like
connected.
Get the news right away.
Yeah. Let's jump right back into it. So in the fall of 1966, a guy by the name of Roger Scarberry was driving a few miles out of Point Pleasant View. In the car was his wife, Linda Scarberry, and their two friends, Mary, Steve, and their cousin. It was a dark, gloomy day, and they were driving up towards a nature preserve, which back in the day was a hidden TNT factory during the World War II times. This building had been long abandoned and was gated off. The locals referred to this place as a popular hangout spot for teenagers since it was very hidden. The police would hardly drive by there, so teens would go there to drink and party or whatever teenagers did back in the 60s.
So after a few miles, Roger and the gang pulled over the car and parked right in front of the gate. They wanted to go to this spot to hang out because they were just bored, you know, like they were, you know, let's just go hang out at this random spot, this random creepy spot on a gloomy day. Like, that's such a great idea.
Yeah.
But as soon as they turned off the car, Roger stated that something just fell off. He had this gut feeling that something wasn't right. Roger would later then state that he couldn't really explain the feeling that he had, but to picture a feeling of a dark, eerie presence watching you from somewhere. You don't know where, but just watching you without you knowing where it's at. But since they drove all the way up there, you know, Roger, his wife, and the rest of the friends hopped out the car and tried to open the gates. But as they were doing so, they saw something that spooked them. Literally shook them in their boots. It was red lights that turned on in the building. Which is odd, right? Because the building is abandoned. So what are these lights? Is it another group of teenagers in there? Or is it something else?
Well, I just find it crazy. He's like, I had a bad, you know, feeling in my gut that this wasn't right. But it's like, why would you go to an abandoned building?
Yeah.
That's not right.
Exactly. But like, as anybody would, they started wondering what this was. They kept looking at the red lights and they started to notice that these lights were moving. They aren't just staying still or flickering off and on. They were moving, like movements, like swaying back and forth.
Gosh, that's crazy. But you guys want to know what's scary, though? As they kept watching the two lights, they started to notice that the red lights were moving closer and closer towards them. The red lights became so clear that they realized that those weren't red lights at all. They were a pair of red glowing eyes.
I would poop myself.
I would just close my eyes and act like I didn't see that. But they stated that as it got closer, they saw a large dark figure that was about 7 feet tall and had large wings tucked behind its back. Wow.
That's creepy.
Yeah, seeing this, Roger and the whole crew raced to the car. They got in, locked the doors, and Roger reversed violently and just started flooring it down the road. Roger was later stated that he was driving over 100 miles per hour because the thing they saw back at the TNT factory was flying over the car, keeping up with them no matter how fast they went. And honestly, like, what would you guys do if you were in the situation? Like, what would you do?
I don't know. Honestly, I would probably be doing the same exact thing that he's doing, just flooring it. Like, he was in these rural roads, like, in the outskirts. Like, there was no cars nearby, so he was going, like, super fast. I would probably do the same thing, because I would be spooked.
Yeah, honestly, like, I would just act like I didn't see anything, but I would
but
be, like...
But what would you do, like... God. Like, you reverse, you're driving back,
I think,
and it's just flying over you.
Honestly, like, I always say this, and you know I always say this, I would just panic out of fear, and I probably wouldn't be able to move. I'd just freeze.
Yeah?
But I'd probably go into fight or flight mode. I'd just be like, you know, I'm out of here.
So Roger and his friends raced to the Mason County Courthouse to report to the police what just had happened to them. They stated that the thing was following them and followed them all the way to the courthouse, but as soon as they parked the car, it just flew right past them. Like, it didn't even stop. It just flew right past them. He probably saw the police station. He's like, nope, I'm gonna come get these kids another day. So Roger and the crew ran into the courthouse and they started yelling, like, hysterically about the situation. Like, everybody thought they were on drugs, but one police officer named Miller Holston stopped everyone and said he believed them.
Wow.
Which is, you know, kind of odd to me. Like, isn't it? Like, without questioning them or anything, he just automatically believed them.
He must have known something prior to
this. You think so?
Yeah, because, like, I don't know. Not only that, like, imagine being a police officer and someone comes running up telling you this.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine the amount of police, you know, police reports they have. Or, like, this person said they saw this or that and this, you know. It'd be crazy, especially in the middle of the night. I would probably, like, check it out. I don't think I'd believe him right away, though.
You know, because, like, you know how police officers are. You know, when it's, like, serious situations, obviously
they brush
police officer
off.
Is going to know you're being real.
Yeah.
But when it's, like, people coming in saying they saw some big old flying thing with red eyes.
It's just not realistic.
The fact that, it's not realistic right away. Mm-hmm. But the fact that this police officer, without any question or hesitation, said, I believe him.
Yeah, that's just crazy. But Officer Miller later separated everyone and put them in different rooms. At this point, everyone was freaking out, but the officer questioned them all one by one, and they told them the same exact story, almost word by word.
Yeah.
And Officer Miller wrote down that they all had this look of terror and were very pale looking. So obviously they were terrified.
Oh, that shook
it. Yeah. And he believed that something really happened to them. So the officer got a crew together and they went to search the area where they first spotted the creature. But unfortunately, the police officers found nothing in that area.
Dang.
Since it's a small town as well, everyone had heard what happened. So it was in the newspaper and the locals were spooked. But some of the teenagers thought it would be funny to go explore the abandoned TNT factory. A gang of kids were going up there to look for this creature, but they were unlucky, or should I say lucky.
Yeah.
Because if it would have been there, those kids probably would have disappeared. I mean, who knows what this thing was even capable of.
Yeah, like, would you have wanted to see it?
I think my curiosity would get the best of me, and I'd just be like, you know what? I'm gonna check it out. But I probably would check it out afar. I wouldn't go right.
With
I'd just
binoculars.
Be I'd be like, I can see it through here. I don't want to go that close.
Yeah, guys, but what is creepy is that the second sighting was from somebody who wasn't looking for the creature at all. You know, like, all these kids, adults were trying to hunt down this creature because it was terrorizing the town, but this person was not looking for it at all. It was a young woman who lived outside of the Point Pleasant View town, and she went to visit one of her friends who lived close to the TNT area.
Wow.
Oh my god. I would be scared to go visit my friend if I knew
I'd
what
like,
was going on.
You come
and
visit
you live
me.
There.
Yeah.
She claimed that as she left her friend's house, it was nighttime, she walked to her car with her baby, and she saw a tall gray figure standing in the distance with red glowing eyes and flapping what sounded like wings from a bird very slowly, like whoosh, whoosh. Imagine just coming out in the nighttime and seeing that and hearing that.
I'd be like, damn, that's one big old bird.
Yeah, like, what kind of freaking ostrich is that?
Yeah.
She thought to herself, like, what is this thing? And she believed that somebody was trying to play a joke on her. But that's until the creature rises from the ground and lands very close to her. She stated that she was so terrified she dropped her baby to the ground and laid on top of it trying to cover it from the creature. She said that once she looked up and made eye contact with the red glowing eyes, it felt as if she was in a trance. She stated that she couldn't move her body at all and that she was aware of her surroundings but just couldn't move. I'm guessing it's kind of like, I don't know if you guys have had this, I have, but it's like sleep paralysis, you know?
Yeah.
How you can,
like,
you're aware,
aware
of your surroundings but you can't move.
Yeah. Honestly, sleep paralysis has to be one of the most scary things, especially, like, yeah. I'm a deep sleeper, so, like, there's been a few times where I've had that, and I just kind of, like, freak out. So, imagine this big old, like, bird-like thing on top of you, and you're just kind of, like, in it.
Like, you can't move.
Yeah, I'd be, like, panicking. Yeah. I'd probably pee myself, not gonna lie.
I've had sleep paralysis before, but one time was so bad, because I woke up, and I tried moving. I literally couldn't move. Like, it's just so weird how that happens. I tried yelling.
Yeah.
And, like, yelling for my brother, because I had no idea what was going on. But I couldn't yell. Like, no sound was coming out of my mouth. I couldn't move my hand, my head, nothing. And then I just, like, out of nowhere, I snapped out of it and I started moving.
Yeah, it's crazy that our body can go into that state. So having something like that, you know, do that to you, it's pretty crazy.
But
because
imagine you being in that trance with this huge creature looking down on
you.
Yeah,
I don't
know. You can't do nothing.
It's pretty, yeah. I don't know, it's scary, but this young woman is known as Marcella. After she had saw the creature, she somehow gained control of her body and grabbed her baby and ran inside her friend's house. Marcella was so terrified that she couldn't talk. Her friend stated that Marcella couldn't catch her breath and turned very pale and her lips turned blue.
Dang.
So, obviously, she's like, you know, like, hyperventilating or something. But the friend grabbed the baby and started dialing 911, but that's when they heard loud footsteps on the front porch. They turned off all the lights, and when they went to go check, they saw a tall black figure hunched over, looking into the house with its glowing red eyes. Marcella and everyone hid, but at the time the police came, the creature was gone. So, just even me saying that, like, I can picture it. That made me, like, freak out. But this creature just terrorized this whole town from November 1966 all the way to December of 1967. So that's a whole year.
Yeah, it is a whole year.
But the scary thing is that nobody knew what this creature looked like until a sketch artist who didn't want his name to be publicized drew the creature, and that's when this thing got the name Mothman due to the way that it looked like a human moth.
Yeah.
Ugh. And honestly, moths are just disgusting looking.
Yeah. Not gonna lie. Like, they look weird.
So imagine a big old mighty one? No, thank you.
Yeah, heck no. There were over 100 eyewitnesses that came out and stated that they had seen the creature before, sitting on trees while they were driving at night, and others stated to see this thing in the woods, just walking around, you know, like the hunting people. They said they just saw him in the woods, walking around, having like a stroll, you know? Skeptics later came out and said that they had the perfect explanation for this, you know? The Mothman is not real. You people are crazy. He said that these people were just causing hysteria. The skeptics claimed that what people were actually seeing was a sandhill crane, which is a very, very large bird with red circles around it, which still, I mean, doesn't make sense. Like, what explains the red glowing eyes?
Yeah, like, yeah, okay, they have red circles around their eyes, but are they glowing? Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. Later then, fishermen, hunters, and all other witnesses argued that they would never mistake a crane for a 7-foot moth looking human.
Exactly. What I also found very odd is that later on, as new reports of the Mothman sightings came in, reports of UFOs actually increased a lot at this time. Which brings us to the next story. A few weeks before the first Mothman sighting reported by Roger was a man by the name of Woodrow. Woodrow says that he was driving up the Mineral Wells, West Virginia, for business. He stated that as he was driving for hours, he had seen no cars within that time frame. But out of nowhere, he was cut off by something that looked like a car. But he was very confused because he did not see any lights on the rearview mirror when the cars passed by him.
Yeah.
Woodrow stated to the police that the car in front of him began to brake and brought him to a complete stop. Woodrow stepped out of his vehicle, upset, as he rushed towards what seemed like a car. He was spooked. He said that this was no car. This was actually shaped in a very unusual way. It was rectangular with nicely round edges. So Woodrow said that as he got closer to the door of this craft, a tall figure stepped out. That's creepy. Trying to communicate with Woodrow, not verbally, but telepathically. And that's, you know, the whole connection. But Woodrow stated that the creature said there is a danger coming soon. That is so scary, because what is crazy is we literally just talked about something very similar to this incident in our latest podcast episode.
Yeah, and Woodrow actually states that these things were in black suits. It was a very large figure with black suits that tried talking to him telepathically.
And the aerial school phenomenon,
the same thing happened.
Yeah, these kids said that they were in black, you know, bodysuit, talking to them through their mind. So
yeah.
I found that connection to be kind of crazy, because what if the Mothman is, you know, an alien?
What if he is?
What if it's not a Mothman? What if it's just a weird shape, you know, built different alien?
And that's the reason we're talking about Woodrow's story, because people began to think that the Mothman and UFOs were connected, and that the Mothman was actually an alien and not from this Earth.
That's pretty crazy.
Yep. But what happens later is so shocking that left everyone very confused. One of the main entrances into Point Pleasant was a steel bridge that connected to the state of Ohio and West Virginia. This bridge, you know, was always busy because there would be people taking this route in and out of work. On December 15th, 1967, the police department received numerous calls. And when I mean numerous calls, like tons, like there was calls coming in all morning, all afternoon, of the locals saying that they had seen a large black figure with red eyes standing on top of the bridge.
So obviously this thing's real. Yeah. You know, if there's a large amount of people who saw this, it's real, you know. The police at this point didn't know what was real and what wasn't, so they didn't pay much attention to these callers. Honestly though, if I were in their position, I'd be like, you know what, maybe you're right, because that's one too many calls to think it's not. But
then again, you can also think of it like it's too many calls. Like at this point, we don't even know, like, if this thing is actually real because we haven't seen it ourselves.
True, yeah.
You know?
What's crazy is on that same day, the steel bridge that was one of the main entrances to Point Pleasant View collapsed tragically, killing 46 people. But get this, residents of the Point Pleasant View town later reported that they knew the bridge was going to collapse, but they couldn't say anything. They were visited by men dressed in all black, warning them that if they spoke about their visions and experiences, that they would vanish.
These things in black were the aliens that Woodrow was saying. Yeah. This creature that stepped out of this vehicle and stated to him, like, through his mind that something there was danger coming soon.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. That I think it's crazy because it's like, there's so many stories like this where people have been visited by certain things. It makes you think what all is really out there.
Yeah, and until this day, some people believe that the Mothman was just a myth, while some people still claim that he is real and can still be spotted in certain areas of Ohio.
Now I know we're never going to Ohio.
Yeah, and they actually do a festival of the Mothman every year during November.
That's crazy. Like, so, like, what do they do? Just celebrate or what? Like,
they literally have a whole Mothman celebration.
Wow.
Which would be kind of cool to go, but it mean, if this thing was terrorizing your town, why would you want to celebrate?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
But you know what another theory the locals had?
Huh.
Some of the locals actually said that what if the Mothman came to warn them that the bridge was going to collapse?
Which makes sense, but
like, what if
do
he
you
was
think?
Warning them?
Yeah, but you know when he was like on Marcella,
yeah.
You know, like what if he's like he was, you know, putting her in a trance to talk to her through her mind to like let her know like, hey, there's danger ahead.
Yeah, that's one of the conspiracies the locals had, saying that Mothman wasn't actually evil. Like he was.
What if he meant good? Yeah.
To warn us that the bridge was gonna collapse, and maybe that's what the aliens meant when they said there's danger coming soon.
Yeah. If they were to warn them about, like, if they spoke about their visions and stuff, that they would vanish, you know? Maybe they weren't there for good, but the Mothman was like, I'm trying to protect you guys.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is, you know, these are just a couple conspiracy theories that we've had about this story, so,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, guys, but there's that spooky tale of the Mothman.
Yeah. And there's actually a film called The Mothman Prophecies,
that movie,
right?
Is good.
Yeah. It honestly, it's always scared me till this day. I don't think I'd ever watch it again.
Yeah, it's a good movie, and it's very scary, but...
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Is the Mothman real or is it a made-up story? Let us know anywhere on social media at The Scaredy Cats. And that's Scaredy Cats with the K. We're on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. Literally can find us anywhere.
Yep, but that'll close off today's episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And like we said, we will be doing these Freaky Friday specials through the month of October. So definitely stay tuned for the next one.
Yes, guys. So without further ado, we are out.
Peace.
Peace.